Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday, September the 18th. Has he signed yet? He's landed, hasn't he? I might be wrong here. I didn't think we'd get him, but we might be. That'll excite me, I have to say. It will excite me. They're all laughing at me yesterday. Good morning, good afternoon, good morning, good afternoon. I can't help it. If some of you did some fucking work, you might have time to be busy and make these mistakes like I do. Old Kevin Kelly sitting there with your flipping feet up, eating cheddars or whatever it is you do all day long. Taking the piss. Some good old people on Twitter do make me laugh, some of you. You do make me laugh, some of you. Right, what have we got? We're going to do a little bit of weekend Fussball action. Not a bad start in the old golf. What did Fee? I didn't see what Fee now shot. What did he shoot? Old Gasser Fee now. What did he shoot? Let's have a look. But Reed's up there, hole in one. Where's the old leaderboard? Let's have a look. What did Fee now shoot? I didn't not look this morning. Justin Thomas Peters is, he's got a couple under today, he's moved back. Reedy hasn't started yet. Fee now, two under. He's one under today, not bad. That's all right. I want him up there so I can lay him on Sunday. I want him right up there. My mate's back Westwood. What is he today? Plus two today. Yeah, mate of mine backed him at Biff's tournament. Backs him every flipping tournament. Right, obviously, Ultimate's done. We've got all the leagues starting now. We've got Germany and Spain joining us the party. But I'm going to get straight into the football preview. So I'm not going to do all the Premier League every week, but I am this week just with Germany and Italy playing their first game. So I've done all the Premier League games. Not got a massive amount of bets. And I've got a bit of value that I like, one in Spain and one in Italy. But it starts off where the team I finished up with last week. I'm starting with this week. Everton are home to West Brom. Everton opened up with a fluky away win last week. Back at Goodison now against the old rubber ball. Bouncy West Brom. Everton price 1.58 this morning when I did the sheets. They've got 44 games on the database price between 1.5 and 1.75 at home. And a profit to those prices of 0.35 points after commission. So pretty efficient. But there is a profit laying the away teams of 9.8 points. Everton only lost 5 of those 44. I do fancy Everton to win this week. Would I back them at 1.58? No, but on the maths, if you don't mind taking on reasonable prices, then I think a lay of West Brom looks a pretty fair play. I think this will be a tough game for West Brom to go to Goodison and get anything at all. Certainly can't see them winning the game. So a small lay of West Brom. Leeds v Fulham, two newly promoted teams. I said last week, I think people, you know, almost a bit of excitement to see Leeds in the league and what they're going to do. And obviously then they open up with a 4-3 at Anfield. Yeah, old Reds getting a couple of lucky penalties, I believe. I still haven't seen it. I refuse to watch them. Make the TV combust if I put them on. I never put them on. People keep going, you watch that, you see that? I never put them on. No interest for me this game, obviously, with not much to go on with them both coming up. Fulham, another one, you know, up, down, up, down. They will go down. I thought they were dreadful from what I saw against Arsenal. So I will just be watching that, you know, and despite Leeds' performance, I've said it, I'd like to stick my colours to a mast. As you know, I don't think Leeds will be the team that people think they are as time goes on. I certainly don't think they'll be banging in goals like that week in, week out. And I think they'll be good, but I'm not saying they'll go down, but I don't think they're going to be what people expect them to be. I think people do tend to get carried away. But just a watching brief for me, that one. United v Palace. United home. Got 86 games in the database where United are priced under 1.5 and a loss of 5.28 points. So nothing in that that interests me in backing United here. Again, it's one of those they may win, but I don't want to back them at the price. Palace, amazingly, if you're backing Palace away, I was sort of commenting about Palace's home form and the sort of perception that it's a tough place to go last week. But backing Palace away shows a profit of backing away shows profit of 15 points. Backing Palace away, they've 42 games they've played against the Big Six and 42.29 points. They've won everywhere bar Spurs. And backing away teams when United are 1.5, that's where there's 22 games of 15 points profit. And that's come with Palace winning there, Cardiff winning there, Burnley winning there at nice prices. However, that profit of Palace, the 42 points in 42 games, is slightly sort of misguided because since 2015 it is 22 points profit, and that basically was a win at City when they won 25 points. All the other games have just sort of bobbed, won one, lost a load. I'm personally not a big fan of big price away teams and these long losing runs that they entail. So I'm not getting involved in it. I could see if people wanted to have a bet on Palace, why they would. That would be probably the value play. Palace do show a small profit also in the over 2.5 market when away the odds on teams. But the current price of 1.7 doesn't entice me in. So, yeah, I haven't got a bet in the game, but I wouldn't, you know, if somebody wanted, if it's one of them, if you... Is it a TV game? If you wanted to have a TV bet on something to do, maybe Palace, and if they score, trade it. Obviously, United are in a bit of transition to when, those wins of Cardiff and Palace and Burnley, etc. took place. So, you know, you don't need to dive in one to watch. But an amazing stat that at Palace, 42 points in 42 games. They are capable of going to these big clubs and getting a result, except for at the old Spurs. Haven't won there. Not won there in the database. Arsenal West Ham. This is a, I'm not going to lie, this is a fill your boots job for me. I mean, West Ham, desperate. And people say, you're Spurs fans. They are desperate. West Ham fans will tell you they're desperate. They're all over the shop as a club, have been for a number of years now. I can't really get what layers are doing with Arsenal at the minute. They drifted like a barge. You know, I said last week I thought they were shoo-in against Fulham. They drifted like a barge last week. I can't believe the price this week. 1.57 not this morning. I think it's 1.54 now. I will be amazed if they go off more than 1.5. I will be. I'll be staggered. Of all the big six, they've got the best home record and home return for profit. At short prices, they've played 80 games less than 1.6 at home for 11.65 profits. Just five defeats, 69 wins. West Ham have won just two of their last 19 against teams priced 1.6 or lower, and that was against Spurs when we were in disarray in the new stadium. And that was 1-0 and another what must have been a fluke 1-0 at Chelsea. I think it was pretty soon after that game. I just can't see anything other than Arsenal winning this. They'll be buoyed by Aubameyang playing, signing. I just can't, 3-0 last week. They look to be playing well. You know, they have improved definitely since Arteta's been there. I just think the price is mad. It's one of them you could end up looking stupid, but it's fill your boots. I cannot see anything other than Arsenal winning this game of football. I don't know what when you've got players like Noble coming out and having a go at West Ham themselves. I mean, I just don't know. The place is an absolute shambles. So you think our place is a shambles, but they are an absolute mess. That is the one for me. Fill your boots on Arsenal. Obviously, all this is at your own peril. Newcastle then v Brighton. If you'd laid Brighton every away game since they returned to the Premier League blind, you'd have won 17.66 points. Basically, away from home, they are pants. And when playing teams priced 2.5 to 3.0, Newcastle around about 2.8. They have lost 7 out of 8, only getting points off Huddersfield, who obviously were wretched when they were up. I think Newcastle, I mean, these are words that I didn't think I'd find myself saying, Brian Brewis, I think Newcastle are bigger at 2.8. And if you want the draw on side, you can lay Brighton at just a shade bigger price than that. 9 of the 11 games Newcastle have played at home in this price band have gone over 2.5 goals. I'll be checking my model numbers prior to the game. It may be one that I trade the 2.5 goals, but I think either a Newcastle win or a lay of Brighton is the play. And as I say, I will look at the goals market near a kickoff and see what my model says and what the final price looks like being, and make a decision there. But I do think Newcastle are big. Southampton versus Tottenham, 0 points between them last week after a drab first weekend for both. Spurs, I mean, we're a mess, but hopefully we'll be lifted by the arrival of a certain Mr. Bale. Has he signed yet? He still hasn't signed, has he? He still hasn't. Has he signed? But I didn't watch the Everton game. I was doing a Zoom trading session, so I didn't really see it. And I saw, I had it on my iPad with no volume, and every time I did look, Everton had the ball. We just looked awful. And then I did watch a little bit of that in Bulgaria on Thursday night, Lokomotiv Plovdiv, and Tottenham were just awful, absolutely desperate. And we've been awful away from home, you know, since 2 years now. You know, it lifted a little bit with Mourinho, but we went a year without winning away under Pochettino. Mourinho did grab a few, but I just can't see anything in the win the 1x2 market at the prices. I think it'll be an open game. Spurs can't keep a clean sheet away. If I was having a bet, I'd probably back both teams to score. It's got small value, I would think. Ings up front for Southampton, they're perfectly capable of scoring. I do think he may change the team. Mourinho giving Ndombele. I think Spurs might try and be a bit more attacking. Famous last words. But yeah, that's the only sort of clinging bet, and it is very tentative, would be a both teams to score, yes. For two sides that nearly really need to get themselves sorted out. You know, Southampton went out to Brentford in the Carabao Cup. You know, and it's all these things, you know, you play different teams, whatever, it's momentum. If you don't get off to, you know, I said Tottenham, we've got a great start, Everton, Southampton, Newcastle. If you don't build momentum over those games, it becomes hard, and I think it's the same for both of them. I think already this is a big game for Tottenham and Southampton, just from a sort of mindset point of view to get going in the season. So I think they're both going to have a bit of a go. And BTTS, yes, would be a small bet for me, showing value. Chelsea v Liverpool. The first sort of big game of the season, I guess, or no, that's a bit unfair on the other team, but big five, big six game then, if you like. Chelsea show a 6-point profit when home to the other big five in the ultimate database. Most of that, to be fair, is racked up against Spurs. But laying away does show a 12-point profit from 41 games for a nice return. I do, as I've said, I think Chelsea have made great signings. The only question mark would be Frank. They may take a little while to click. But Liverpool priced over 2.0, even over the last two seasons when they've sort of seemed invincible. They've only won 3 out of 7. And Liverpool 2.26 looks a lay to me. I cannot see Chelsea not scoring. You know, Liverpool did look, by all accounts, you know, well, you don't let 3 goals in if you're rock solid at the back to Leeds. Chelsea certainly have got a team that's going to put goals and the ball in the net. So I can't see Chelsea not scoring. You know, obviously, Liverpool then need to score 2 to win. I just think Liverpool look a bit short and lay to me at 2.26. So that would be my play, is to lay Liverpool. Leicester v Burnley. I think Leicester may well win, but not for me at the price against stubborn opposition. You know, Burnley, one of those teams that just come and frustrate you. Leicester, when priced less than 2.0 at home, do show profit in the 2.5 market. 13 out of 19 games when they've been priced 1.5, 1 to 1.75 have gone over 2.5. Burnley away 2 odds on teams have only seen 1-0-0. So the trade of 2.5 looks good to me here. It was quite a nice price. So I think, again, I'm going to check my model on that tomorrow when I do the maths. And I may well dabble on that one and trade the 2.5 goal market, back it through the first 10 minutes and trade out on a goal. Yeah, nothing in the match odds. I couldn't take those on. It's literally looking at the goals markets, that one for me. Villa playing Sheffield United are two teams who came up and now experience their second season in the league. Villa, I think, have done brilliant getting Grealish to sign for however long he signed for this week. I did think he'd be off. You know, such a big player for them, and I think he's just a great player. I just love watching him. I think I still rue Levy cocking that up when they went down and we could have got him for 20 million and Levy pissing about again trying to save a packet of crisps. You know, Sheffield United, very unusual last week. It was a slow start home. You know, I'd mentioned in Fridays how good a record they had at home, and they were, 2-0 down in the first 10 minutes against Wolves, and then the game played out like that. I'm sure Chris Wilder will be on that and sort that. So, gun to my head, I would probably back the draw here, but it's one I will just watch. Villa Sheffield United is a no bet, just keep an eye on it. Wolves versus City, interesting, isn't it, this one? Wolves show a 7-point profit since backing them at home in every game since their Premier League return. They won 7 points when they beat City last season, so they're pretty much level at home. Other than that, won at 8.4 last year against City, currently 6.8. I can see him upsetting City again. I can, you know, they're the sort of team that could. I'm not going to get involved, but if I was, I would lay City at 1.5x, whatever it's going to be, and hope to trade it. I think it's a tricky game for City, second game of the season. Wolves are perfectly capable of beating anybody. That's you know, I know they sort of say that probably anyone can beat anybody, but Wolves can beat anybody. So I certainly wouldn't want to be back in City at 1.5 something. They may well turn up and blow them away. But Wolves v City, you know, as I say, Wolves do make a profit at home, but it does mostly come from that victory last year. But it's just another one I'm going to watch. So not a massive amount of bets in the Premier League. Arsenal is the absolute shoo-in. I will probably trade the goals at Leicester and Newcastle, and that's it. And if you wanted to lay West Brom, if you don't mind taking on those prices, and lay Brighton. Right, and then I've got a couple of others. Granada look value at home to Alaves in La Liga. Granada, another team that's, if you're black and blind, win. They've got an ELO positive of plus 78 in this fixture, which is a profitable band for this league, and home teams price 2 to 2.5. So I that is the game for me. Granada home to Alaves. I do like Granada in that fixture. In the Bundesliga, I had a look, and on first sight, Eintracht Frankfurt, I thought, looked good home to Bielefeld. Frankfurt show a good profit at home, but not when their odds on. In fact, all their profit is made when they're priced over 2.5. They've had wins against Munich, Dortmund, so they may well win, but it just isn't one I want to take on. And in Italy, Fiorentina, back in under 2.5 goals over the last three seasons, when Fiorentina at home shows a profit of 16.33 points across 54 games. Serie A goal production over the last few years has shot up. Certainly those and Bundesliga. It's hard now to find decent value in the over 2.5 market. But the unders then, if there's no value in the overs, you look to the unders. Fiorentina are one of those teams. When their odds on, it's 9.91 points out of 22 games. They've not been great, really, and I think this looks a nice trade, a nice back unders, and trade it. Of the last 15 games featuring Fiorentina, similar profile to this, only two have seen a goal in the first 15 minutes, and six of them have got to half-time 0-0. So Fiorentina back in the unders. I know it's not a popular bet, but that is one that I like the look of with a view to trading. Fiorentina back unders to lay as it shortens, hopefully with no goals. So that's it for this week. As I say, this will get better. Again, I was struggling a bit for time. We still had some Betfair issues this morning and just getting everything out. But as I get used to my sort of time and new routine on a Friday of getting all these files done and dealing with Betfair errors, like now I've made a note to sort of start getting hold of Betfair on Thursday as opposed to Friday morning, then we'll start to have a bit more time and I'll be able to cover a lot more of the games. I am going to predominantly focus on the big four leagues, but if anything does stand out in the others, then I will. I hope you've enjoyed this. Enjoy the golf tonight. Patrick Reed, come on, son. Enjoy your weekend. Hope you have a good productive betting day. And I will be back with you all. I'll be back with you all tomorrow sometime. Don't know when. And Sunday it will be a quick one because Sam's quarantine ends tomorrow, so I am going to take Sam out on Sunday because she hasn't left the house for 14 days, so we're going to go out and do something, have a bit of lunch or whatever, but I will do a quick pod before we depart. Okay, enjoy your Friday night and I'll be back with you tomorrow.